Literature. A story. Page 135.
Walkabout. Adapted from the novel by James Vance Marshall. Part 1. 13-year-old Mary and her younger brother Peter were on a plane. They were going to visit their uncle in Australia when the plane crashed in the desert. The children were the only survivors. They decided to walk south to the city of Adelaide. They didn't have any food or water. It was hot. After walking for a few hours, the two children found a pool of water. They swam in the pool to cool off and then continued their journey through the desert. The next morning, Mary woke up. She was hungry and worried. What were they going to do? How would they find food in the desert? How could she look after her little brother? Then Peter woke up.
"Come on, Mary. We have to walk to the ocean. That's where Adelaide is," he said.
She knew that the ocean was very far away, but first they had to find food. For a long time they found nothing. Finally, they saw a tree with silver leaves and green and red fruit.
"Hooray!" shouted Peter.
"Be careful. It may be poisonous, Peter."
"But I'm hungry," said the little boy. "I don't care."
He soon found that the red fruit was sweeter than the green fruit. They sat in the shade of the tree and they ate and they ate. Mary collected some of the fruit for the long walk. Suddenly, Peter had a strange feeling. He quickly looked around.
"Mary, somebody is watching us," he said.
"Where?"
She turned around quickly and dropped the fruit. There was a boy watching them. He was black, and he wasn't wearing any clothes. Mary wanted to run, but she couldn't move. She looked at the boy, and he looked back at her. He had black eyes, straight black hair, and in his hand was a dead baby wallaby. The three children stood looking at one another in the middle of the Australian desert.